USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Still no debt limit deal. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy gave that update as he left Capitol Hill Thursday. Earlier in the day, President Biden expressed some optimism. He said the nation will not default on its debt.
Speaker McCarthy and I have had several productive conversations, and our staffs continue to meet as we speak, as a matter of fact, and they're making progress.
On Thursday, members of the House Republican Freedom Caucus pressed McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations. McCarthy's hold on leadership still weak. Democrats said Thursday they may not even be in a mood to cooperate with a debt limit deal. Wall Street closed Thursday with stocks mixed on good AI tech company news. The Supreme Court is limiting the EPA's power to address water pollution. The case centers on the Clean Water Act of 1972. The opinion, written by Justice Samuel Alito, limits the scope of the government's authority to control wetland pollution. Government forecasters are out with their annual hurricane predictions.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts between 12 and 17 named storms. As many as 9 could become hurricanes, and as many as 4 could be major hurricanes. I'm Richard Johnson.
The national average for a gallon of gas is up 4 cents since yesterday, but compared to Memorial Day weekend last year, you're paying an average $1 less per gallon. AAA expects a big travel surge through the holiday weekend, with 37 million people expected to hit the road and another 5 million taking to the skies in the next 4 days. And following a clumsy campaign launch Wednesday on Twitter, Governor Ron DeSantis is making headlines again, saying he might consider pardoning January 6th rioters, including former President Trump, if it comes to that.
We're going to find examples where government's been weaponized against disfavored groups.
He made the comments in an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger's parents were questioned about the death of a woman missing from Pennsylvania.
In May of 2022, Dana Smithers went missing after leaving a friend's house. Nearly a year later, her remains were found in Stroudsburg, a community in the Poconos about 30 minutes from Brian Koberger's home. Koberger is the suspect in the murders of 4 University of Idaho students. I'm Dave Collins.
Stormy Daniels says she regrets coming forward about an alleged affair with former President Trump. The porn actress told UKTV she fears Trump will get away with criminal charges tied to hush money payouts to hide an alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. Daniels said it was pointless coming forward, claiming she is terrified of some Trump supporters who she says have harassed her and her family and even attacked her horse. The Justice Department's investigating New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. News 4 New York reports officials want to know whether Menendez and his wife improperly accepted cash and gifts from the owner of a North Jersey halal meat business. The report said the business won a controversial exclusive contract to perform halal meat certification without any prior experience. Menendez has confirmed he's aware of the ongoing investigation. He's also launched a legal defense fund. South Carolina's governor signing into law a 6-week abortion ban effective immediately. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.